So, Caitlin, the first game, it's in the fifth inning. You're down 1-0. I mean, what's going through the team's mind when you had all these chances to take a lead?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we weren't too happy with ourselves with leaving so many people on base. But, you know, we just got to keep grinding. And I think that's what we did. We really just need somebody to step up. And we did a great job with getting people on base all game. So that was a great thing. We just needed that one hit. We just needed that one push through. We weren't pressing. We weren't stressed. We knew we were going to be able to get the job done. But we just need that one little push.
And so when Audrey does get that two out RBI single before your double, I mean, was that like a sigh of relief, or what's your mindset once Audrey gets that hit?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I went in there knowing Audrey was going to get the job done. We just got to keep passing the bat. It was obviously great for Audrey to do that and score that first run and tie. But yeah, we're all just trying to keep passing the bat, keep getting on base, keep getting those little hits. But it was really awesome to see Audrey do that. And I just wanted to do the same thing, support her, support the team.
And then y'all keep the offense going. Just once y'all take that lead, I mean, why were y'all able to continue and pile on at the end of the first game and then continue on in the second?
Mm-hmm. I mean, hitting's contagious, right? People say that all the time, and it's really true. Once we get that one push, like I was saying, we really just broke it open. Once we see one person do it, it gets a little easier. The ball keeps rolling. It was really awesome to see. And I was really happy that we were able to continue our offense into the second game. And hopefully we'll be able to continue into tomorrow.
And then I know I can ask you this question, but I mean, y'all wake up this morning, the whole softball world is watching BU softball because y'all lead the nation with the longest active win streak now. I mean, have y'all talked about that? Is there any pressure? Are y'all not even thinking about that right now?
Honestly, we've never been a team to care about streaks. We've never been a team to care about records. We only care about the game that we're playing right now or the next game that we're playing. I mean, having that title is nice, but it really doesn't mean anything for us. We're just looking to, like, win the next game, win the series, win the Patriot League, and win a game at regionals. Like, we're just keeping our minds on our goal. The rest is kind of just noise. It's a great honor, but it's not what we're focusing on.
And then once Emily Gant had that grand slam and you matched her, can you just talk about what does it mean hitting a grand slam compared to other home runs?
I mean, it's just awesome. I mean, I've never hit one before. That was my first one. But obviously, personally, I'm not going up there swinging for the fences. I'm just trying to put the ball hard in play. But it's awesome to be able to do that for my team. And it was really nice to be able to just put that exclamation mark off on the game, you know?
And then can you just talk about, Allie B and Lizzie, pitching, keeping Colgate, without letting them to get more runs and keep these games close?
Yeah, I mean, Allie B and Lizzie, I can't say it enough. They're fantastic. They work so well together. They complement each other in every single way. They do a great job keeping hitters off balance, but unique, and they're doing great this year, and I'm so happy to see them so successful. I think every single person on our team is just cheering for them and wanting them to do the absolute best, and they are. They're killing it, so it's so great to see.
And then finally, you have another game with Colgate. You know, they're obviously looking for revenge after today. What does the team need to do to have success tomorrow?
It doesn't really matter what anyone else is thinking. We're really only concerned about ourselves. We have one job, and that's to win, and that's what we're going to do tomorrow. So,
all right, thanks, and congrats again.
Thank you.